They wanted to take on issues of environment that had been completely ignored before. The frontier was closed now. Species were going extinct. There were issues associated with the environment that come on initially with the progressives. They're interested in some social welfare. They want child labor laws. They want a limited work day, a series of reforms. They're also, in some cases, even though it's a top-down movement, they are pushing for more direct democracy. They agree on the direct election of senators. It's the progressives who first start pushing things like recall of elected officials, initiatives and referenda. That comes out of the progressive movement at the time. Well, the Republicans in 1900 are divided. They have the old guard, which wanted things as they were, and they have this new, strong, progressive movement. So as often happens, they end up with a progressive as the vice presidential candidate, who was often pilloried at the time, Theodore Roosevelt. And here's how he is depicted in an anti-progressive cartoon as the wild eastern terror in the mild west. This was from Chicago. So he is portrayed as a wild, crazy cowboy. Of course, he was from a very wealthy New York family, but he had spent some years in South Dakota on a ranch at a very sort of active, vigorous approach to government. He was an ardent imperialist, but he was a progressive through and through.